Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
From the Quicken Loan Studios in Houston, Texas, here's your host, 6'1", former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, the countdown is on. The NBA season will get underway. I cannot believe it, in less than 2 weeks. And right here at SB Nation Radio, we're going to break it all down. So right off the top, let's hit the hardwood. Let's focus on the world champions, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Always so excited to catch up with a contributor to CNN World Sports. He's also the author of NBA Tales of a Frugal Fan, Beating the NBA. That is the great Motez Bashar, who I'm sure is very fired up about the season. He's probably been lacing it up and working on that jump shot. Right, Motez?
Absolutely. You got it, Big E. Thanks. Thanks for having me, as always.
Okay, so let's start with the Cavs. Last year, they climbed to the top of the mountain, and we have to wonder, I mean, what is going to be next? I know their goal is to repeat. What do you think will be the keys for success?
Well, it seems almost like a foregone conclusion that they will make the finals. Even though they didn't really retool at all, I had a feeling Kevin Love would be gone, that they would make some kind of trade, but they didn't. They also lost Mozgov, and it seems now that LeBron's right-hand man, J.R. Smith, won't be coming back either. I'm not quite sure how much of an impact that'll be, because Kyrie Irving is really blossoming into one of the best players in the league. So perhaps the loss of Smith and more touches for Irving won't be a bad thing. They did also bring in Mike Dunleavy Jr., mm-hmm. and I think that's an excellent pickup. Although Dunleavy has been, he's been struggling with some back problems and things like that in the last few years, but he's an extremely smart player, high basketball IQ, and more importantly, his shot selection is very good. He's a good three-point shooter, and he doesn't waste a lot of shots, unlike the streaky J.R. Smith. So I think that's a nice addition. Also, they got Birdman. I don't know how much he's got left in the tank, but he could contribute right. a good, 15 minutes a night and annoy the heck out of the opposing center. So these things are good. They're probably missing one big trade or one big move to compete toe-to-toe with Golden State again, but I think they'll be right there again in the finals.
Well, obviously for the Cavs, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, that is the core of this team. But what I hear you saying is perhaps, is there some doubt that the Cavs, have they really done enough in the offseason to defend the title, Motez?
Well, as everyone says, it's a marathon, not a sprint, So
okay.
I think a lot of this will come down to how healthy these guys are come, May and June. And as we saw in the last two seasons, the season before last, they weren't healthy and they lost in the finals. And last season, Golden State were the ones who suffered some injuries and suspensions and whatnot, and they couldn't do it. So, this is all going to come down to conditioning, resting players, making sure the guys are ready for the finals. And you know what? You could argue that if Kevin Love comes back as an all-star, that is the big addition to the team. So if they can get him, his confidence should be riding high after the finals, because he was a pretty integral part of Game 7, even though he only played, 20, 22 minutes or something like that a night in the finals. But, why not? Try and get in his head. They're paying him a max contract, so massage him a little bit and make him the all-star that he was, and there you go. They've got a big three all over again.
Hey, we're hooping it up with CNN feature writer and author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Always a Big E favorite. That, of course, is Motez Bashara, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, Motez is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is progressive. Okay, so talk to me, Motez, about Kevin Love. He is in, his third season with the Cavs. What are your expectations for him, and do you think he's finally going to flourish? It seems like those guys, towards the end of the season and in that championship run, they really seem to gel, especially between him and LeBron.
You know, they did. They did. And the first guy to hug LeBron after, you know, after they won, and the second after they won was, of course, Kevin Love. And Kevin Love had that big stop on Steph Curry in one of the last possessions of the game. And so he should be riding high. Why not? You know, he redeemed himself in those finals. And, you know, I think the pressure is off because they won one. You know, had they lost, all eyes would be on Kevin Love, and people would be saying, why on earth did they trade for him and pay him all that money? But I think the pressure is off a little bit. He can be himself a little bit more. I do remember in the beginning of last season, they were desperately trying to get him a lot of touches in the beginning of games to get some movement, get some rhythm with Kevin Love. And I think they'll try that again, you know, in the first quarter of the season for sure, to make him a feature player, try and get his stats up, try and get his numbers up to around 20 points a game, 18, 20 points a game. And, you know, he's always been a good rebounder. That's something, you know, that's all that takes is effort. So, and he's got that for sure. I think he can come back. Can he be the player he was in Minnesota where he was the number one guy? I don't think so. You know, not when you've got Kyrie Irving and LeBron James on the floor. He's just never going to be that guy again, not with the Cavs. That's kind of why I thought he'd leave and maybe go to the Lakers. But, you know, kudos to him. Winning is clearly more important to him than being the number one guy. And that says a lot for Kevin Love. And a lot of other guys in the league couldn't do that or haven't been able to do that in the past.
Okay, so Montez, how much does Kevin Love's production, how much does it need to improve to justify, you're talking about a $21 million salary.
Yeah, I mean, if
that's a lot of coin,
everything is justified, you know.
Right.
So they won, and what else can you say? You know, he was worth it at the end of the day. I think we, you know, you raise a good point now, because the salaries have just gone ballistic in this off season, especially. So $21 million a year for a guy like Kevin Love all of a sudden doesn't look that ridiculous when you've got guys like Nick Batum making $120 million over 5 years. Chandler Parsons, who you could argue is nowhere near the player Kevin Love is, is now making $94 million over 4 years. So that's right in that territory. And, of course, you've got Mike Conley, 5 years at $153 million, the biggest contract ever signed in the NBA for a guy who's been, you know, injured the past couple of seasons and has never been an all-star. So, you know, what can you say? $22 million is probably fair market value for Kevin Love today.
Okay, CNN feature writer Motez Bashara back with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about, you know, Kevin Love with the Cavs. I am just curious, I mean, why do you think he has declined in terms of his play and his production since he joined them? Is it just, you alluded to earlier about, you know, finding rhythm and getting into the system?
It's exactly what Chris Bosh said would happen, you know, before the LeBron started again with the Cavs. He said Kevin Love is going to lose a lot of touches. He's going to have to change his role, and it's going to be difficult for him. And, you know, he called it. And you could argue Chris Bosh did a much better job of transitioning to be one of three all-stars on a team rather than being the number one guy with the Toronto Raptors.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you know, Bosh went to four finals and won two of them. And if he never plays another game in the NBA, which he might not, he will be proud of himself, and he will know that he made the right decision. And, you know, if Kevin Love can win another championship, I think he would feel the same way. It's tough. It's an extremely tough situation for a guy like that who's in the prime of his career to know that he could be doing more with other teams. However, he's playing with perhaps the greatest player to ever, you know, play basketball, or certainly one of the top three. And, you know, a lot of people would relish the chance to play with LeBron James, be a starter in an NBA Finals two, perhaps three seasons running. You can't put a price on that.
Okay, so why hasn't J.R. Smith relished the opportunity to play with LeBron James? Obviously, he still remains without a contract. And, you know, obviously, perhaps he might be seduced to go over to the Celtics. That's what's being reported the latest.
I mean, I don't want to be unkind to J.R. Smith, but J.R. Smith in the past has been a pretty selfish player.
Really?
Perhaps he's been listening to his agent a little too much, and his agent tells him, listen, you are a $15 million a year player. You're not a $12 million a year player. And, you know, what can I say? You know, this harks back to a guy like Glenn Rice. His first year with the Lakers, won a championship. Lakers rolled off three in a row, and Rice thought he was worth more than he was and went, I can't remember, I think he went to Portland, and no one ever heard from him again. But this, you know, it reminds me exactly of that. You know, J.R. Smith is a cog in the machine. J.R. Smith is not the number one, two, number three. He's the number four guy on that front five. And if the Celtics want to take a chance on him, then great. But I really don't think he's quite that important to the team. In fact, I think they could use a little more stability in the front five.
Motez Bashara with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The NBA conversation will continue after this quick timeout.
Open Sesame. This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back to hour number two at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Our NBA conversation does continue with Motez Bashara, CNN feature writer and author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Let's shift gears a bit and let's talk about the head coach in Tyronn Lue. And obviously, Motez, he silenced his critics when he took over as head coach and replaced David Blatt last January. What are your thoughts on him being rewarded with that five-year, $35 million contract? It's making him one of the highest-paid coaches in the league. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like that he was rewarded with a new contract. That's great. They need stability there, you know, so that's the number one thing. I think Blatt was a bit of a disaster. And I think in the past, the coaches that have coached LeBron in Cleveland haven't, you know, they haven't worked out, and they've never really had a stable guy in there. And they finally won one. Of course, they had to reward him. Again, you know, Dan Gilbert, kudos to him. The money doesn't quite mean as much as winning a championship. He's not being frugal about this at all, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so I like it. I like it. I mean, the players seem to love him. He gets on with everyone. He's one of the guys. He's not, you know, he's not sort of a dictator on the team, unlike a Tom Thibodeau or Pat Riley or one of those guys in the past. So it works. Why mess with chemistry? Mm-hmm. You know, I can't fault the numbers. You know, let's see how he does in year two.
Okay, so we started off with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just overall, what is your perception of the Eastern Conference? Because it seems like they made some moves to kind of shake up the power structure. Obviously, the Celtics, they added Al Horford, and the Pacers got Jeff Teague. From top to bottom, it seems like there's a little bit better parity within the Eastern Conference.
Well, I think all that did was make Cleveland stronger, because their number one competitor was Toronto, who lost Biombo, who was such a huge part of their heart and soul in the playoffs. Scola is also gone. So, you know, I don't know what Toronto's doing, but they have taken a step backward. Although Boston, yes, did add Al Horford, and Boston has a few guys, they have some nice players, but, you know, to me, they're maybe a number four seed, perhaps a number three at best. Chicago blew up, you know, and Indiana is there, but I really don't think they have the firepower to challenge Cleveland. Nobody does, you know. I think Cleveland can almost sleepwalk their way into the finals again.
Who do you think will be the surprise team out of the Eastern Conference?
This is going to sound surprising. I like the Orlando Magic. I like what they've done. I wasn't sure about dropping Oladipo, because they appeared to not really give him a lot of time to blossom. I think he was there 2 years. But they obviously love Aaron Gordon. They love Evan Fournier. They've got some guys. Aaron Gordon, to me, is the breakout star of this season. He's an incredible athletic specimen, and he just needs the minutes, you know, and we could be seeing another Blake Griffin there. So they also got the
Serge Ibaka.
Yes, they got Ibaka and Biombo. So they are going to be very, very tough defensively. And they've got some guys on offense. I really like this young nucleus they've got. And, you know, let's see what they do. To me, they definitely look like a playoff team, you know. They're probably in the bottom half of the playoff team. playoff seedings, but they could surprise some teams out there.
You're listening to the familiar voice of Motez Bashar, a CNN feature writer, author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Reach out to our audience. Connect with them, Motez. We're going to check you out online and at Twitter. And also, it's never late. You got to get a copy of the book, right?
Thanks. Yeah, absolutely. Beating the NBA is out there. It's on Amazon and, you know, all booksellers. My Twitter handle, Motez B, now M-O-T-E-Z-B. And, yeah, just Google Motez Bashara and, you know, you'll find my features out there. I'll be doing an NBA preview coming up pretty soon for CNN.
Okay, so we're focusing in on the Eastern Conference. Talked about already the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. Do you think the Knicks, they're going to regret trading for Derrick Rose? What a mess that situation is.
Yeah, I mean, they knew they had, it's the new Knicks, but the same old Knicks, really, because you're right off the bat, they've made more headlines off the court than they have on the court. Derrick Rose, they knew this trial was coming up. God, I cringed when I read that article about his testimony, about what happened with this, you know, with this young woman. I have to say, you know, speaking to lawyers who have dealt with NBA players, they do get accused of these things quite often. It's hard to untangle the mess of what's actually happened. A lot of this is he said, she said. I don't want to get into that, but it just looks bad for the Knicks, you know. Derrick Rose is obviously coming off pretty shaky last few seasons with the injuries. Can he be the player he was? Of course not. He can be a 14, 15-point guy, maybe 7 assists a night, and be a solid player for them, providing he stays healthy. Joakim Noah, I love that trade for him, but Joakim Noah is now, you know, he's probably peaked already. He's also coming off an injury. He is a New Yorker. I'm sure he grew up a Knicks fan, and he'll play his heart out for that team just like he always does. But he also made off the court headlines with his, you know, refusal to sit down with the Army cadets during the off season training, and you just wonder, is this just going to be another lost season for the Knicks? And it just feels like it already.
Well, and the other thing too is the Knicks are in a hold pattern, as I understand, they're going to stall the installation of their offense until Derrick Rose returns and he's back 100%.
Yeah, I mean the triangle was never really in the cards for this team. You know, they tried it with Derek Fisher, it didn't work. Now Jeff Hornacek is saying, you know, we're going to try some different things around the triangle. It's going to be kind of a hybrid triangle, and I think it's fine. You know, let's not be too rigid about the triangle. But I like the addition of Hornacek. You know, he's a super experienced player, NBA coach, as well as a top brass guy. And I like the fact that they got a guy from outside the Phil Jackson kind of nucleus, you know.
It was a surprise move. It was a surprise move, right?
It was a surprise move. I also think a lot of, you know, he was probably not their number one choice. I think they went down the line and he was the one who said yes. But you know, at the end of the day, it's down to personnel. Porzingis is their future, really. And so they need to build around him, and you know, we'll see how it all goes. The other question is, how long will Pat Riley? Phil Jackson. How long will Phil Jackson remain a GM? He's 71. He's gone opt out at the end of the season. If they have another disastrous season, who knows? He might just say, "Look, I'm done, and I'd like to retire at this point, and you know, live half the year in Montana and go back to L.A."
Ah, nothing wrong with the big sky country. CNN feature writer Motez Bashar has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you as well. Join us at Twitter at E-Radio Sports, and you can check out our entire interview at podcastarena.com. And before we sign off, Motez, give all the listeners a hit on who are you projecting will be the top team in the league this year?
Top record of the league, you've got to give it to Golden State again. I think they'll also get into the finals, you know, without question. I can't see, you know, their biggest competitor were the Thunder, and now the Thunder have been crippled by the loss of Durant. So I see them getting into the finals, and at the end of the day, it's going to be who's healthier out of the two. And something inside is gnawing at me, telling me that Golden State will not win it. And I think Cleveland are going to repeat. That's my pick. And We'll see how it all transpires, but that's who I'm going with. I think a repeat for LeBron, and that'll really crown him as one of the top players of all time.
It's early. It's the month of October, Motez. I'll hold you to it, okay?
you've got to put it out there. You've got to put it on the line.
You're a bold guy. We love you. Thanks, Motez, for joining us tonight right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. And you know what? On Friday nights, we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. We are so excited to have back with us national sports writer, the great Ken Davis. We have invited him on the program tonight. We're going to hit on a variety of topics, but we're going to start here in our backyard, the University of Houston. What in the world? Last week, that stunning loss against Navy. We wanted Ken to come on, give us some perspective, and highlight his recent post on some of the necessary repairs that need to take place. You can check out his article at todaysyou.com. Good evening, my friend.
How you doing, E?
I'm always better when we have a chance to catch up, so let's get right to it. We got a lot of Cougar fans that are pretty upset. I mean, how much did that loss against Navy last Saturday impact Houston's playoff run and the chances at a national championship?
It's a lot of damage. It makes it really hard for them to do what they wanted to do. You know, they got off to that initial big win against Oklahoma, and everybody was looking forward to the big game against Louisville later on in the season and figured they would go through the American part of the schedule, you know, pretty easily. But, it's hard to go out there every Saturday and everything. And I wrote a lot about Navy earlier in the season because, I still emphasize my coverage on Today's You with UConn, and UConn had a tough loss last second loss to them earlier in the year, and they're just so darn tough when you have to go to Annapolis and play them. I think it's 13 straight wins in that stadium they have now, and it's so hard to make those playoffs, and especially when you're coming from outside the Power Five conferences, and everybody all summer had talked about it. And Tom Herman's I don't think there's a hotter coach around, because anytime a job is coming open or has come open or is predicted to come open, his name is the first one that's mentioned. And he's done a great job since he came there. He's only lost two games. The one to UConn last year was later in the season, and they had some injuries, and that was on the road. This one was just kind of stunning that they gave up that many points, but it's hard going against Navy where they play that triple option. And UConn coach Bob Diaco said earlier this year, he said, it's just impossible to recreate that in practice because you don't have the same kind of personnel to run it in practice. And so I think Navy's very good, and but nobody expected him to beat Houston, and he just said on the coaches conference call on Monday that he's got to ask some of these other guys that are not starters to just bring their game up a little bit more and make sure that that the entire roster is doing the things that they should be, to make them a complete team. So I guess there's still a chance they could sneak back in there, but they dropped so far in the rankings, and it's hard to do, like I said, when you're coming from outside the Power Five.
When we think back to that game against Navy, do you think the Cougars, do you think they became complacent? I mean, they've been riding high. You talked about, you highlighted the big win against Oklahoma to kick off the season.
I don't know why they shouldn't be. I mean, I don't think, just knowing what I know about Tom Herman, I don't think any team could get complacent underneath him. They went in there knowing. I think you just got to give Navy a lot of credit, And it's unfortunate because it would have been really good for the conference. It would have been really good for college football, I think, to see a team like Houston be, either in the playoffs or really, really close at the end of the year. Because, you look at college football right now, and it's there's that supposed division, the gap between those two sides, and I don't think it's that big. Obviously, you also look at Houston being a top candidate to move into the Big 12, and we don't know what's going to happen. It's the 17th. It's this upcoming week that supposedly the Big 12 is going to make an announcement. Everything I've heard recently is that there won't be any expansion at this time, and it just puts a lot of egg on the face of the Big 12 because they've gone through this process, and now that they're looking like, you know, they don't want to do it, and it's been really hard on the people from the American Conference. I mean, we see it right here with UConn. The fans want to see UConn in a bigger conference, and so it's kind of a two-sided thing. You know, the commissioner of the American was at a UConn game recently, and we had a press conference right before the game. And yeah, everybody is, you know, he was at that Oklahoma game with Houston, and you want to feel good about Houston in your own conference. And Mike Oresco said, you know, he felt a little weird tinge in himself after the game as well, because he knows that if the Big 12 does expand, that Houston's on the top of their list. And so you're rooting for a team you might not even have in your conference next year or the year after or whatever. So there's a lot of things going on that involve all the American teams, and almost all of them, you know, put in the word that they wanted to move to the Big 12. Navy is one that didn't. Navy is ecstatic to be an American because they had never been in a conference before last year. And they have an excellent coach, and they have excellent personnel, and they lost Keenan Reynolds. And I think you got to give Navy a lot of credit. And Houston, it's just been a tough year for them with those expectations, and then all the rumors around Tom Herman and all the expansion rumors. I don't know how. But, you know, the kids are resilient. The kids don't really think that much about realignment.
Sure, they just
go out there and play football, and they've got good players because, obviously, as you know, down in that area, you got a lot of players to pick from when you're recruiting.
You bet. Best-selling author of three books and contributor with Today's You, Ken Davis, is with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Ken is joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Of course, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And since we're on subject talking about the possible conference realignment in the Big 12, what was your reaction to Barry Switzer's comments to the Houston Chronicle about the Big 12 and how they should not allow Houston to come into the conference? I thought that was pretty profound. He made some bold statements in that.
Well, you know, Barry,
and it's all about recruiting.
It is big about recruiting because it's a threat. Of course, we don't even know if Oklahoma is going to stay in the Big 12 or Texas. And it didn't surprise me. Except, like you said, it was very bold. But you know Barry better than I do, coming from Oklahoma as a student athlete. But I mean, it didn't really surprise me, except that he really laid it out there. You know, and I don't know why, as a coach like I said, the players don't really pay much attention to it, at least the ones in the American. But I don't know why you would want to add in a really hot program like Houston. It's a threat to all the Texas schools and to Oklahoma. I've always lumped those schools together. You know, I guess Oklahoma State somewhat too. But you see most of the coaches in the Big 12 right now are coming out and saying they don't want expansion, you know. And the thing is, the coaches don't have they don't have any say in this. If the presidents and the executive board of the Big 12 say that they're going to expand, they're going to expand. But we've heard a lot more dissent against it. Barry's not the only one. I can see exactly where he's coming from. And as someone who grew up in Big 8 territory, it shows you how old I am. But I wish it was back to the old way. I mean, as a Kansas grad, I missed the Missouri game. You know, Missouri did a lot of things to tick people off around the league, but I missed that game, and I missed Nebraska, Oklahoma, and all the things that we used to have in that part of the country that made it great. And it's all about money. That's where it starts out. And they're looking at UConn here too as maybe the fourth or fifth team. And you know, they've been back and forth where they're going to expand two teams, four teams. I just think it's been embarrassing for the Big 12, honestly, that they've gone through this vetting process of video discussions and then calling people in to talk, make their presentation. Some weeks it's very transparent and we know everything that's going on. Most of the last month or so, it's been very quiet. But everyone that I talk to and everyone that's writing, and you can't do it with a whole lot of confidence, but it just doesn't seem, at least what what we've been hearing the last 3 or 4 weeks, that they want to do it right now. I mean, they just might table it till next year. It just, it already seems like it's been dragging on so long. And like I said, it just makes it really hard on the people in the American. I admire Mike Goreska, the commissioner of the American Conference. He's held up through this thing pretty strong, and it must be very tiring for him to keep hearing rumors about his, which one of his teams. But we know it's Houston, Cincinnati, UConn's in that mix, BYU. Those seem to be the four leading candidates.
Hey, we've got you covered with Ken Davis, the contributor with Today's You. He will be joining us right after this quick timeout at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to pick up our conversation with Ken Davis, the contributor with Today's You. Of course, Ken is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that's progressive. So let's shift gears. Let's talk about your Jayhawks. What can we expect in the 2016 season?
Well, I hope you're talking about basketball.
Yes, of course.
Football, as usual, is having a really
well. They only lost by one against TCU last week, so hey.
I was covering the UConn Cincinnati game, and I like to track scores, and I went, oh my god, they're ahead, but they ended up blowing it at the end. So yeah, but considerably better prognostication for the Kansas basketball team. It's going to be one of the main storylines in basketball this year, with Bill Self going for a 13th straight conference title, which is just, it's just mind-boggling for any one of us that's covered basketball. And, right up there with they would tie John Wooden's record with UCLA if he wins his 13th. And 12 was pretty special last year because the league was so good. Your Sooners and the Jayhawks put on a couple of really great performances, and Oklahoma got to the Final Four, and Kansas lost the eventual national champion Villanova in the Elite Eight. But once again, he's doing this, and I think it's been three times in that 12 title run that he had to replace all five starters. And that's the age we're in, where if you're going to be competitive and up at the top with the Dukes and the Kentuckys and North Carolinas, you're going to have guys that leave school early or one and done. And Bill has done this repeatedly. He didn't have to replace the whole starting five this year because he's got Frank Mason back, and he's got Carlton Bragg, I think, is going to have a big season in his sophomore season. He's going to have a lot more playing time. Devontae Graham, I've just fallen in love with that kid. He just does so many great things on the court, and it's so much fun to watch. But, Frank Mason will be calling the plays and doing the things that he does that are usually really special in big games. But, the talk of this season will be Josh Jackson.
Yeah, tell me about Josh Jackson, because they're saying that, obviously, the top newcomer, but he's projected to be a number one overall pick in next year's NBA draft. Do you think that's a bit of a hyperbole, or, how accurate is
that? No, I think he'll be right there in the running, and he's on the cover of the USA Today college basketball preview, and the quotation on the cover is, "We're trying to go undefeated." So there's a freshman I don't think that'll happen, because I don't think that'll ever happen again. But the league isn't quite as good, and he's I have not seen him play in person. I've seen a lot of video of him, and I was watching. They had their Late Night in the Fog. It was on ESPN3, and it's hard to tell things there. But boy, this guy has a lot of talent, and people are already saying, he's not going to just be freshman of the year. He's going to be the player of the year overall in the Big 12. Really, really talented, and is really the key that they are predicted as highly as they are on a national basis because of another very good recruiting class led by him. And so you'll be seeing a lot of highlights of this guy. He's from Detroit. He's 6'8". He's kind of a, I think he's more of a hybrid than, you know, guard forward, but he'll be listed as a guard. Just, you know, he can put the ball on the floor. He can really, really sky it when he's jumping. And I'm looking forward to him. And there's just, you know, there's no doubt he's going to be there 1 year. So they've had a lot of those situations. Some of them have turned out better than others. Andrew Wiggins didn't really have a great 1 year. He was good, but then look at how he is in the NBA now. I mean, Bill's been able to find people with extraordinary talent, and it's just hard now to keep things going, you know, year to year in college basketball because, like I said, if you do have those elite players,
star players, they end up moving on. Yeah, yeah. Ken Davis is with us at the all new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Ken is joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Of course, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is Progressive. So give us your prognostication. You think KU men's basketball, they will be in the Final Four this year? Just real quick.
Well, you never know. I mean, they keep getting really close and don't quite get over the hump. And you've got the Duke team and that looks right now is the clear cut number one. Villanova has an excellent chance of getting back, but Kansas certainly has a chance. They just have to find a way. And you don't know until you see that bracket and how the matchups are. And
right.
And the thing is, because of Josh Jackson and the crowds and the kids they got coming in this year, there wasn't as much disappointment in Lawrence this year over losing to Villanova. They quickly transitioned into this season, and everybody's very excited.
Right. They got a bounce back. Oh, we love you, Ken. He has been with us. Ken Davis, contributor with Today's You. Check him out, todaysyou.com. Keep it up. We'll talk to you real soon. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, you. Always good.
You bet. That, of course, was Ken Davis, the contributor with Today's You. A very special thank you to all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. You can go back and listen to our entire show at podcastarena.com. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.